The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And my co-host is not here. She is not feeling that well today. She's been battling. Last week she had a cold. It turned into a pretty bad asthma attack. She got some medication this week, and she is not feeling the best, not doing that well with the reaction to the steroids. Typical steroid symptoms when you're hitting those. So we're just we're winging it today. I'm sorry. You'll have to put up with me alone. Hopefully I can bring you some entertainment, some education, and some fun with Chris Klaproth, our producer. But, be thinking about Miss Robin on your daily travels today. I am headed up to the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet today. It's at Martin's West there in Baltimore County. And Robin was really looking forward to going, but just can't make that trip either, unfortunately. So it's us. It's you, the audience, me, and our producer, Chris. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm fine, Alan. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good. Good.
Yeah, Robin is listening. I know that, so we're just, hoping she's feeling better here real soon. So it's been a tough week for her. So anyway, here we are. No fishing this week. I did get out to a few places around the state, learned a couple of things. Something pretty interesting. Was working on the next edition of Maryland Loves Crabs, and if you have a crab photo from last year, catching crabs, holding up a crab, eating crabs, we would welcome your pictures at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, our normal email address, to be considered for publication in the next 2022 edition of Maryland Loves Crabs. So I wound up in Chrisfield. Of course, that's the crab capital of the world. And I learned a few things. I learned a lot of things, actually. And I always do when I talk to people in the industry, when I talk to the crabbers, when I talk to, the watermen crabbers, when I talk to, people who are in the retail industry, it's just a fascinating world for me. And I'm privileged and honored to do it, once a year. I don't know everything and I'm always learning. So, this will be the 11th edition of Maryland Loves Crabs. But what I did learn when I went to Chrisfield is how all the buyers of blue crabs in Chrisfield buy crabs. I always thought it was by the pound, and I believe some people do pay by the pound, but not so in Chrisfield. Chrisfield pays by the bushel, and not just the bushel. The bushel is divided into 10 sections, and they pay by the tenth of the bushel. So if a waterman brings in what he thinks is 3/4 of a bushel of crabs, it might only be six-tenths of a bushel, and that's what he gets paid for. If they're light, he might bring in 4/10 of a bushel, or he might bring in a whole bushel. And a bushel, they pay for a bushel when it is not just level with the top, that's a 9, it's over the top. Level with the top is a 9, and then the bushel's divided into segments from there down. So I found that fascinating, and I actually got a photo of a bushel that was divided into 10 pieces. So how about that? Hey, wow. Robin chimed in here via text and said crab recipes also. If you have a great recipe, you know, send it. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ingredients and directions on how you cook whatever it is you're going to cook. And we've done that for listeners and readers in the past. So let's talk to Mark in Reisterstown. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to say get well soon to Robin. There's people in my own life that are going through some things right now. So
sure.
my list gets longer, and certainly on my prayer list, get well soon, please. And I'd like to ask about poaching. You've spoken about that before, for mm-hmm. that terrible, terrible thing, the poachers. Could you describe for the listeners exactly what does indeed happen when they are caught and what types of penalties are meted out?
Okay. Poaching up until 2016, 2017, when the Poaching Restitution Act was enacted through the General Assembly, poaching was never defined in Maryland. It was like this. They could charge you with poaching, but what was poaching? Well, with the Poaching Restitution Act, that was defined as poaching is killing a deer illegally. Okay, so killing a deer illegally means you kill a deer while you're trespassing. Killing a deer illegally means you shoot a deer outside the normal seasons or outside the shooting hours, like, you know, jacklighting at night. So poaching that now has a definition, killing a deer illegally, which or during an illegal act. Okay, so what happens is normally the poacher is charged with the poaching crime of hunting without a license, with hunting out of season, with shooting after hours, you know, or shooting at night, or trespassing and shooting, or using a firearm during the archery season, or harvesting more than the limit, or whatever those charges are. And then at that point, he is subject to penalties, mandatory penalties, under the Poaching Restitution Act. And that is, if a deer, a whitetail buck, is harvested and he measures under 150 Boone and Crockett inches, then he is susceptible to a mandatory fine of $2,000 to $5,000. If the deer is over 150 inches, Boone and Crockett score, he's subject to a fine of $5,000 to $10,000. Okay? For antlerless deer, the penalty is $300. That's the penalty that they can, that's what they can be charged with. That's how much the fines would be. However, what happens in court is a totally different thing. Judges, you know, they do their own, they tend to interpret the law from the bench, and sometimes those penalties get reduced. Sometimes those penalties get eliminated. But I haven't checked lately. The penalties therefore go to the Wildlife Management Fund to the Department of Natural Resources. They don't go into the general fund. They go directly to manage our deer herd in Maryland through the Wildlife and Heritage Service. So they've collected a fair amount of money through those fees and penalties.
That's good. Quick follow-up. That's good. The Restitution Act, that's good. And a quick follow-up, if they require a license to hunt, are their licenses affected in any way? Can they be revoked, suspended, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, they can be. There's a Wildlife Violators Compact. It's, I can't remember how many states. It's well over 40 states have that in their system, which means that if your license is suspended or revoked in Maryland, it's also suspended and revoked in all those other states. So let's say your license is suspended for 2 years here in Maryland. That means you can't go on a mule deer hunt in Montana, or you can't go, you know, on an elk hunt in Colorado because your license is suspended in those states as well. That's a National Wildlife Violators Compact.
Yes,
they share the data across all these states, and I'm not sure. I have to look at that. I haven't updated myself on that in a long time. I mean, when I was in it and doing it, you know, active in Annapolis, you know, I used to know all the numbers at you know, the tips of my fingers. I do know that the Wildlife Restitution Act, I think 2016, was done, modeled after Iowa's pretty extensive penalty program. So, and the General Assembly agreed that our wildlife is valuable. So,
oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for what you do.
Sure.
Well, take care.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Thank you. We have Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How are you? How are things in Chestertown?
I guess.
Wow.
Well, you hear Rob's under the weather. And
yeah, a little bit.
I heard. You know, it's as well.
Well, I hope I will pass those wishes on. I think she's listening, though. You might be able to. I'm pretty sure she's heard that, so she appreciates that for sure. So what's up, buddy?
Not too much.
No? Did you get out anywhere this week?
No.
No? No. Turkey season's right around the corner, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So bought a box of 20-gauge turkey shells the other day. Had to replace my inventory. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
A box of 5, that is, not a box of 20.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that works out. I like the TSS shot, the federal. And some people I know use number 9 shot for turkeys, believe it or not. in a 410.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would think it would take much more than that, but mm-hmm. they believe that the dense shot pattern coming out of a 410, especially with this TSS shot, which is tungsten, is an effective turkey load even out to 40 yards with a 410 shotgun. And I'll tell you, I like carrying the 20-gauge single shot. It's nice and light. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not carrying a big 12-gauge around, and a bunch of shells and stuff. So it makes for, if you need to move, you can move pretty quick, you know, if you want to run and gun on the turkeys. So I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that fact that I have that Stevens single shot 20-gauge. I have a red dot sight on it, which I like. And, I mean, it's right there, so. And I did try a number of different shot shells that I had here, you know, for turkey loads and things like that. You know, regular small game lead loads and that type of thing, and nothing shot like that, a pattern like that TSS. So I really like that. So what else is going on?
Not really too much.
Robin said thank you, and I say thank you for, you know, thinking about her and you know, keeping her in your thoughts and prayers, all of you, including Mark in Reisterstown, too. And she did wish us a nice show, Chris. I don't know if you saw that. I guess you did. So we're doing our best to do a nice show for Robin here. So, anything else there, bud? Glenn?
Hey, man.
What's that?
It seems like a thing is getting ready to start raining up here.
Oh, we've got some misty rain here. They're calling for snow a little bit later, I think. So,
yeah.
Hey, wow. I got some crab pictures already.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Mm-hmm. And I know who that is.
And, yes, it is starting to rain here in Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to need some captions on those, bud. Man, I got a kid here with double handful of – oh, wait, maybe this is it. A double handful of big, juicy number ones, that's for sure. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh. I was hoping if it
gets what's that?
Our spurs go over. Or a guy's going to buy an old car from me.
Uh-huh.
And, but it's raining. I guess that cuts that out.
Huh. Yeah. You canceled that trip, did you?
I guess it's going to be since it's started raining.
Yeah, I got you.
You're supposed to call me this morning.
Yeah.
What? And you were supposed to come last Saturday, but he had to work, so.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll work out, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, buddy. We'll see you soon.
All righty.
Thanks, Glenn.
What's the next thing in this general area that you might be setting up at?
We're talking to Schrader's again for an event up there. We're talking to Chesapeake Outdoors. We're talking to a local taxidermist. We're just, you know, we're just trying to get a date nailed down. So we've got some of our guys that have some things going on in their lives with their health and their kids' health and that type of thing. So we're just kind of playing spring by ear. Now that the next after today at the Maryland Bowhunters, the 26th and 27th will be at the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show out in Howard County. But nothing on the shore at the moment. So, but, you know, we'll let everybody know as soon as possible.
All right. You all take care and all.
God all right, you. Buddy. Thanks, Glenn.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, you know, Clyde Sports Shop is still having that 10-day Let's Go Fishing sale, but it ends tomorrow. So if you'd like to save money on fishing line, well, take your empty spools in there, and they'll fill your spools up with fresh monofilament at starting at just 1 cent per yard, but it's all half price is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, half price fishing line from Clyde Sports Shop. You know, all the trout and perch tackles on sale, the Shakespeare rods and reels are all on sale, I'm looking for my script is what I'm looking for. And I thought I had it. There it is. All right. Now we can go. Pfluger. That's the name I couldn't think of. Pfluger rods and reels are on sale. And, you know, my dad and I fished with Pfluger rods and reels for 50 years. So Pfluger spinning reels are on sale featuring the President series. The Penn spinning reels are on sale featuring the Battle 2 series. Kids combos and all rod and reel combinations are on sale. And while you're there, check out the selection of St. Croix rods. St. Croix rods, some of the finest fishing rods ever made. If you're looking to upgrade your fishing rod selection, yep, St. Croix is the way to do it. Live and frozen bait and minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, and tackle for every kind of critter out there. So let's go fishing 10-day sale. It ends tomorrow at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Hey, do you have a hole in the wall that you call a fireplace? I mean, it might have some bricks around it, might have a, you know, thing to hold some logs next to it. There might even be a couple logs sitting there, but you haven't used it in years, you know? And you go, why do I have this thing? You know, the damper's closed, so the heat doesn't escape out the chimney and everything else. Why not fix that? We did when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier stove, fireplace, and hearth dealer in the region. We got a fireplace insert, gas fireplace insert, made by the company called Enviro. The model is EX35, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service ever since. Robin and I enjoy the convenience of the remote control. It's on right now, as a matter of fact, the beauty and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and they've got plenty in stock. So you might want to think about that installation for this spring. I mean, it's going to get cold tonight. You're going to miss it not having it tonight, and ours will be on, that's for sure. But, you know, why not stop by there today, tomorrow? They're open 7 days a week. And check out the selection. You can also look at the pellet stoves, the gas stoves, the electric stoves, or the wood stoves from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for next year's cold weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, coming from the bridge, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is your fireplace. If you love the outdoors, be sure to attend the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show. Coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds, March 26th and 27th. Hours are 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, Sunday. The Maryland Sportsman Outdoors Show offers expert seminars and excited vendors. If you would like to exhibit your products or services, It's not too late. Contact the show through the website, mdsportsmanshow.com. Buy a boat, catch a trout, pick a taxidermist, join a group, or book a trip. Guns and ammo, archery, trout pond for the kids, guides and lodges, deer scoring, taxidermy, apparel, boats and campers, kayaks, canoes, ATVs, clubs and organizations. See it all at the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds. That's I-70, Interstate 70, Exit 80, March 26th, 27th. For more information, visit mdsportsmanshow.com. We'll be right back after this.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Said you wanna walk me home from school. Well, I said, yes, I do. She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kinda like to be alone. Some of you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her and I said, this frog's for you.
She said,
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love it. Gotta love that. Thank you, Chris, for dragging that one out of the vault somewhere and putting that up for per our conversation last year. You see, these giant spiders are going to be parachuting into the East Coast. They've already started I can't remember. What are they called, Chris?
I'll have to take a look. I want to say they begin with a J, and I can't
Juros.
Remember.
Juros spiders.
There we go.
Yeah, they parachute on their webs, and that's how they spread. How about, they look like one of these big garden orb spiders, only they're bigger. They're like 3 inches in diameter.
And apparently that their teeth, their fangs are so small that they can't bite you.
Right.
So you don't have anything to worry about, but they're just huge.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. If I'm walking through the woods before daylight and walk through a spider web, no thank you.
Yeah, that is the worst feeling.
You've been there, done that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we need to take a vote about how many people walk through a spider web, you know, on their way to their deer stand, you know, in the fall. I'll tell you what, or turkey, turkey season, too, you catch them in the spring. But, man, what a mess. Those things are, creeps me out.
Yeah, and you just don't see them. All of a sudden, you just walk in, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I know. And then, of course, you become very quiet, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, we're not going to disturb any wildlife here.
No, not at all.
No.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm good. So, excuse me. Had a conversation yesterday with a very avid hunter, very knowledgeable guy, And he asked me a question. He said, have you heard about CWD around here? And I said, no, it's not here. Are you sure? I said, oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. So he said, well, what if I told you about a deer I saw? I said, okay. He said, we were on crop damage, and we saw this doe. And she wasn't emaciated or anything, but she was very docile, walking in a circle, head tilted to one side, you know, just kind of out of it. I said, circling disease. He said, what's that? And I said, well, let's look. So we went online, and there's a wonderful section there on the Pennsylvania Game Commission site about circling disease, which is called listeriosis. And it is a bacteria that it reacts to the deer's body in several different ways. And one of those is encephalitis, which is a brain inflammation. And the symptoms are that, you know, the deer will drop its head, one ear will droop down, it'll walk in a circle, and it'll eventually die. I said, so what did you do? He said, we put it down. I said, okay. He said, but that one, not knowing what it was, we didn't do what we should have done with it. We didn't retrieve it. We just kind of left it. I said, well, that's probably the smart thing you could do, and I don't think you'd get in trouble for that. But he said, I had a trail camera in my truck, and I put the trail camera on the carcass just to see what would happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. On that carcass, in 24 hours, the most amazing daylight trail camera pictures I've ever seen. Chris, get this. First to show up, of course, were the turkey vultures and the black buzzards. Okay.
Okay, all right.
Then the pair of mature American eagles, bald eagles.
Wow.
Okay. So the eagles, you know, they'd shoot the – now, this is all still pictures. There's a picture – there's several pictures of the conflict between the two bald eagles. One of them in the – these are in-the-air photos, okay, like a foot off the carcass – one of the eagles is turned over backwards with his talons extended toward the other one that is, you know, right side up, still shot. The other picture of the two mature bald eagles is one of them pinning the other one to the carcass. Okay? Covered them up. That was amazing in itself. Then the golden eagles started to show up. Three separate golden eagles. Then two more soon-to-be mature bald eagles showed up. So these raptors are all, and buzzards are all feeding on this carcass. Okay, so you've got four bald eagles, a bunch of buzzards, a bunch of vultures, and three golden eagles feeding on this carcass. And the golden eagles dwarf the bald eagles. You know, they're magnificent. If anybody's ever seen them flying over the eastern shore, you know, it looks like a thunderbird. I mean, they're just up there in the sky. They're gorgeous. So we've got this going on. And then it gets dark, and at night, the foxes come in, and there's only a pair of foxes, and they don't have much left. The carcass was completely gone in 24 hours because of the eagles, the buzzards, and the golden eagles. And the final picture is one of the red foxes dragging off just basically the skeleton into the marsh somewhere. How about that for a series of pictures?
That is cool.
It's beyond cool. And the other most fascinating picture is a picture of a golden eagle, wings outspread, wingtips, you know, the feathers on the wingtips are separated, and he's gliding directly into the trail camera, and you've got a face-on photo of a fully extended golden eagle. I'm telling you, these are some of the most dramatic trail camera pictures I've ever seen in my life. Ever seen. So they're out there, folks. There's a lot of stuff out there, and you never know what's going to be out there in the woods or what you're going to encounter. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you've ever seen a golden eagle in Maryland, Have you ever seen a golden eagle in Maryland? That's a question. Have you ever seen any wildlife that you didn't quite know what it was? You know, there are some infrequent visitors, not necessarily rare, but not sighted that much here in Maryland. Things like fishers, mostly out in the western part. Bobcats from central Maryland west. Have you ever had an encounter with anything like that? So, or if you want to talk about the giant spiders, Robin sent me the link. Parachuting spiders the size of your palm are making their way east. The Joro, J-O-R-O spider, hails from Asia, was first spotted in Georgia about 10 years ago, expected to make its way up the East Coast this spring. Can't wait. Can't wait. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to comment on anything that you've heard so far, if you'd like to comment on something you've experienced in the outdoors, you know, turkey season's right around the corner, a little over a month away in April. I did run into a nice young lady, natural resource police officer, was putting out flyers, and it's a flyer that is advertising that the department is looking for officers. And then the flyer has a NRP officer on a boat, NRP police. It says, this could be your office. There he is, smiling on the boat. Become a natural resource police officer. $51,000 starting salary, $1,000 fitness bonus. Once you graduate from the academy, your salary goes to $59,603. You've got an education bonus. An officer's salary runs anywhere from $63,777 to $114,950. Bilingual pay, 43 days of leave each year, take-home vehicle with off-duty use. And you can contact a recruiter at nrprecruiting.dnr@maryland.gov. You can visit the website, dnr.maryland.gov/nrp/pages/careers. I think if you just did a search on the DNR website for Natural Resources Police, you could find your way through it. Conserve and protect Maryland's natural resources. Well, that's a great idea. All right. We can do that. So, anybody would like to call, you're welcome to call right now. We're more than glad to talk to you at this time. So,
well, we have Bob on the line.
We have Bob on the line? Okay. Well, let's talk to Bob, and then we'll do our second break pretty quick after that. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, good morning to you, sir. Quick question. I was just listening to that story about that deer that had that disease and the amazing pictures that were captured on the trail camera.
Yeah.
I had a quick question because would the animals, the birds that were eating off of this carcass and the foxes, are they susceptible to getting that disease from
No.
that animal?
No, they're not.
All right, I was curious about that.
Nope.
It's not transmittable that way.
No, it is not. Nope.
How would that disease actually affect the deer herd? I mean, where did they pick it up from?
It is a bacteria, and, you know, that is an excellent question. I'm going to have to look at that Pennsylvania Game Commission site again and see how it originates. So if you'll allow me, maybe during the hour break, I'll be able to take.
Absolutely. I'll be tuned in to hear what you find out. Thank you so very much for your time this morning.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good question. Good question.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. So fishing season's here, of course, and crabbing is right around the corner in a couple weeks. At Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater, the selection of tackle for freshwater tidal and bay fishing is absolutely amazing. Rods and reels from all the top brands are here. Artificial lures for perch and bass and snakeheads and rockfish line the walls. There's live bait and ice as well. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, stocks crab traps and trot lines and nets and bags and steamers and crab seasoning and much more. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. That's 3137 Solomon's Island Road. Call 410 956-0300. The 12th Annual Open House is Saturday, April 9th, 2022, from 9 to 4, with seminars and Q&A sessions. They've got some guest speakers like Randy Dean from Bay Hunters, Snakehead Fishing with High Octane Baits, Captain Lonnie Johnson, G.I. Jigs, Jonathan Peake, Chesapeake Bay Fly, and more to come. Complimentary barbecue and sodas while supplies last. That's Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, 3137 Solomon's Island Road. They have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. That phone number again, 410-956-0300. Visit the website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. You know, I love this shop, Spurry's Tire Service. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And I mean up to the big boys. Tire repair, full service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit the website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Next time you're in there, tell Brett you heard about it on the radio. And you'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. And I don't like it any more than you men.
And we're back.
We don't have a failure to communicate here, do we, Chris?
No, we don't.
No, we don't. So let's communicate with Stan, the truck driving man. Hello, Stan.
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
That good, huh?
Well, I was going to call in earlier, but it was my turn to step out and get some fresh air.
I got it.
Unfortunately, this air is a little damp down here at beautiful downtown Curtis on the Bay.
Ah, Curtis on the Bay. How nice. So what's going on?
Well, I just called in to... I have a testimonial, but I'd like to send my best to the missus.
appreciate that.
And hope he feels better real soon. Miss her, really do. She is fantastic on this show. She's probably just fantastic, period.
Yes, she is.
I think one of your oldest sponsors, if not the oldest sponsor, I had my son call me with my grandson. They bopped down last weekend from beautiful downtown Carroll County. And I said, I'm so proud of him. I said, you got your fishing rods in the car, right? He said, yeah, Dad, always. I said, good boy. Come on, let's go. And sauntered on down there to Clyde's.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
A lot of stuff on sale.
Well, I know. They restrung, and I told my grandson, I said, have at it. I'm paying, or I'm buying. And within, it was about 3 minutes, they didn't even know I existed. They got talking to the two young guys down there, which I don't know yet. But a good time was had for all. And I walked out, and he's like, Dad, I don't believe this place. I
said,
Your father wouldn't steer you wrong. I've been telling you about it forever. I said, this ain't no box store.
Right, exactly.
It's like when I had my place in West Virginia, you go to the local Go-Mart, and they've got all the information you need. And it was fantastic. We had a great time. And I got out with some beer money left in my wallet, so.
Wow.
During
the sale, you could do that, right? That's the point of the sale. You save money.
Up until a point, Mr. Allen.
I want one of those. Give me two of those. Oh, yeah, I better take an extra set of this. I get it. I know how it goes.
And then we walked to the back of the store. I said, come here, Junior. I wasn't ready for the back of the store yet.
Not yet, huh?
Okay. No, not this big thing. Oh, no, it wasn't going to happen. But, oh, man, it was great.
Fun to look at, though.
I'm trying to behave. There is something I want, and I looked around for what you said was on sale, and I saw it.
Oh, you're talking about the shotguns?
Yeah. Yep. Like a big boy, I controlled myself.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Cussed a lot on the way out, but...
Sure. You're talking about the Winchester pump shotguns, the SXP Defender shotguns.
Yeah.
Now, yes. Next time you scratch together $360, you can get one.
I know. If I'm a good boy, I'll get maybe a raise in my allowance weekly.
There you go.
When the sale's over.
Yeah. Or $10 a month for 36 months. Easy pay finance.
Really? Oh, no, you shouldn't have told me that.
you guys have a terrible situation with gas.
Gas?
Yeah. Acquisition syndrome.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? With what I'm hauling, I might be able to make them a hell of a deal.
There you go.
No, I can't do that. That ain't right. That's all right.
Let's before this gets out of hand, let's rein it back in.
Okay. I just wanted to say good morning and tell you a fantastic experience at down at Clyde's.
That's wonderful. We greatly appreciate that, buddy.
And it is all in the timing. You're going to be in the hood this afternoon, but I got a birthday party to go to. So
enjoy yourself.
My granddaughter's birthday party, so I won't be able to go up there on the west side. But anyway, we'll bump heads one day.
Thanks, buddy. We will.
All right.
See you, man.
All right, everybody take care. I'm going around the turn south on 97. So.
All right. Keep the shiny side up, buddy.
We'll be listening, Mr. Allen.
Thanks, man.
Yep. All right, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's see how much time we got here. Jack in Joppa, good morning.
Good morning. I figured I'd clear my mind and give you a call this morning to get out of my head life under Biden. That's a whole
thing. Oh, please. You had to ruin my morning.
Yeah. I wanted to mention first from my previous caller, I watch a lot of YouTube, and I enjoy watching the trail cams. They're always popping new ones up, too. You know, you never know what's going to come through there.
Yep.
But I want to talk about coyotes. I live between Philadelphia Road and Route 40.
Yeah, plenty of them up there.
There's a whole lot. I have a nice pond and all, and every time I look out back in the morning when I get my coffee, I have, you know, I have bass in the pond, but there's white-tailed deer.
Yeah.
All the animals you can think of, and coyotes.
Yep.
And I found two geese. I get like 36 geese that land for the pond before.
Right.
And there was two dead geese, you know, half eaten.
Yep.
But I wanted to mention, somebody mentioned about Aberdeen Proving Grounds, where they either had too many rabbits, they brought coyotes in, or something along that line years ago. Somebody Googled it. And I just wanted to know, is that pretty much where it started?
No.
Coyotes or what?
No. Coyotes have been spreading throughout the East without any help for decades. I mean, when we were doing the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide back in the 90s, Bill Burton wrote an article about coyotes in Maryland having been observed in every county in Maryland, and that's been 30 years ago. So have there been some brought in for some reason, unknown reasons? Maybe, you know, it's been charged that the equine community brought coyotes in because foxes weren't sporting enough to chase anymore. So they sent some Maryland trappers to Texas and brought some back decades ago.
Oh.
I've heard the Aberdeen story. I've heard that the DNR has done it because they want the deer population controlled, and it was paid for by the auto insurance companies. So I'm going to say all that stuff, you might listen to it, but, you know, A, consider the source, and then B, you know, add that grain of salt. So,
I got you.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Well, we did a lengthy Clyde Sports Shop commercial there, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Their 10-day sale lasts through tomorrow, so thanks, Stan, for doing the commercial. But I do have to still tell you about Backyard Billy's. You know, spring's right around the corner. I mean, it's daylight savings time tonight into tomorrow, so why not check that backyard? It's not very green or not very happy right now, but take a look at where you're going to put the new picnic table. Look on your deck, see where the new grill's going to go. Giant selection of colorful, weatherproof poly and outdoor patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those great Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, gym sets, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles at least, and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, check out not only the gas fireplace inserts and the wood stoves and all that, but check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings for y'all to gather around on those chilly spring evenings. Now, keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. Hey, if you love the outdoors, be sure to attend the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds March 26, 27. Hours are 9 to 6 Saturday, 9 to 4 Sunday. Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show offers expert seminars and excited vendors. If you'd like to exhibit your products or services, contact the show through the website, mdsportsmanshow.com. Buy a boat, pick a taxidermist, catch a trout, join a group, or book a trip. Guns and ammo, trout pond for kids, archery, guides and lodges, deer scoring, taxidermy, apparel, boats, campers, kayaks, canoes, ATVs, clubs, and organizations. See it all at the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds March 26, 27. For more, visit mdsportsmanshow.com. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill.
Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadensville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Cadensville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot, whistling like a fool. What a fine.
Hey, Chris, got anybody on the line? I guess not. There's the music.
Nope, nobody's on the line.
Yeah, well, you know, next hour coming up soon after the news. We'll talk about circling disease. So we will. All right. Folks, get out. Stay out. Stay warm today.
Stay dry.
Stay dry, and the next time it gets seasonal, get out there and do some fishing and hunting, and take care of your family.